Hello again, I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Tuesday, the 27th of February. I always look forward to conversations with Nancy Pearl. Nancy Pearl changes our lives because she gives us recommendations for books, and books change our lives. And so these are wonderful conversations, and she will be with us momentarily. Nancy Pearl has written some terrific books. Her rock star aura started when she released Booklust in 2003, and she's written many books. She's been the former executive director of the Washington Center for the Book. She became the 50th winner of the Women's National Book Association Award for her extraordinary contribution to the world of books a couple years ago. She has written Booklust, More Booklust, Booklust Journal, a reader's calendar. She's doing Booklust for children, which is coming up pretty soon, I think. It's going to be released sometime this spring. And she joins us. She was here. We did a show with her in our studio a little over a year ago. She spoke at the Central Library, and she was just wonderful. And actually, she's, she's instrumental in Rhonda being here in a way, which Rhonda probably doesn't know of, because Rhonda Fanning is a librarian as well. And I think that Nancy has been such a joy to have on this show that when people were being interviewed, I thought, a librarian, you know? Here's Rhonda, librarian. What a perfect person to produce a program, because she reads avidly and she knows how to get information sources. And you're a big fan of hers, too. So this is a great...
This is great.
This is for Rhonda this hour. It's for Nancy. This hour
book
is
lovers
for books.
Everywhere.
Right? This is for book lovers. Call and pledge.
And I have some exciting news about this hour as well.
Good.
So anyone who pledges $100 or more is going to receive the Nancy Pearl action figure, the deluxe edition.
No kidding.
It comes complete with her own book cart and a collection of books. You're also, there's a challenge grant from Schwartz Bookstore this hour that if we meet our $10,000 goal, $10,000 this hour, we are going to receive an extra $500 from Schwartz Bookstore, which is an amazing challenge grant. So
yes,
let's get
it.
Get on the phones, 800-383-9772, or log on to WPR.org.
This is just for a $100 pledge. I got to tell you, this is going to be the talking piece of your living room or your workspace. Nancy has been, she moves around in her office. She's been on my desk, and now she's on a ledge overlooking a gorgeous view of Milwaukee. There's Nancy with her books. And it's a neat thing to have. So this action figure for you for a pledge of $100. And, you know, think of all the advice she's given. If Nancy's recommended a book that your book club has read or that you have read, I sort of consider my personal librarian too. I have a ton of things to read for this show, but I always make room for whatever she tells me to read. I go right to the bookstore. Okay, Nancy, I'll read it.
I'll read it. And you're also, can I also say that in addition to the action figure, you're also going to get her latest book list, as well as a book list of every book that's been on Kathleen, been featured on Kathleen's
show. Oh, my gosh. You've got to pledge
since
this
the
hour,
last
everybody.
Pledge. So you're just going to get a whole laundry list of things coming in the mail to you. So it's a great hour to pledge. And that challenge grant, can I remind you, the $500 from Schwartz Bookstore, if we make our goal of $10,000. So this is the perfect hour to call. If you love books, if you love Nancy Pearl, if you love libraries, 800-383-9772 or log on to WPR.org.
Thanks, Rhonda. And use the hour to thank Rhonda, too, for all of the great shows that she has booked here and her background as a librarian. Nancy will be giving advice. Our phones get jammed when she's on, so if you have your question in mind, your book recommendation, your question about a book for a book club or for a child or for fiction or for nonfiction, Nancy is here to talk to you. Our on-air number for Nancy is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. If you're joining us in Milwaukee today, please ring 227-2050. 227-2050. Remember, for a pledge of $100, this is your hour. Book lovers unite. This is yours. You get this action figure. I'm going to put Nancy right in front of me here while we're doing this interview. Stand up, Nancy. And the action figure, which is pretty darn neat, and it's the deluxe version, so you got books with it and a computer, and it's fine. And then you get the book list of recommendations from Nancy Pearl, and also all the books that we've had on the air. So for $100, what a deal, huh? Call and pledge at 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Oh, Nancy, always a pleasure to speak with you. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Readers unite. That's the motto should be for this segment, huh?
This is your hour, kiddo. We got you in front of us. We got, you know, we're pledging you this hour and all the work that you've done. And as I said earlier, you know, we had a new producer come in. And part of the reason, I don't know if you heard this or not, that she was chosen, I think, is because she's a librarian.
Yes.
And that's terrific.
Yes.
Isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
We're just everywhere.
I know. You're everywhere. You are everywhere when you're not reading books, and you're reading books when you're there. All right. What are you reading?
Well, I'm reading, at this moment, I'm reading a very fun sort of historical thriller called Napoleon's Pyramids.
Napoleon's Pyramids?
Yes, by a guy named William Dietrich. And the plot of this book, or the theme, I guess, of this book, is that a young man who had worked with, it's set during the Napoleonic era. Maybe you could guess that from the title. But the main character is a young man who had worked with Benjamin Franklin. And in order to get out of some hot water in Paris, he goes as one of Napoleon's savants to a trip to explore Egypt. This is when Napoleon is planning to conquer Egypt.
Oh.
And Napoleon was one of those very wise rulers, along with Alexander the Great, who not only took this enormous army with him and all the hangers-on, but also took very learned men along with him.
Hmm.
And on the way there and during the army campaigns, had sort of philosophical discussions.
Hmm.
So he is a very fascinating man.
Hmm. I'm reading, I don't know why I... maybe it's because sometimes you want to slow down or you want to go a new direction. I've really been captivated by the Dalai Lama in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And we had on last week, and it's a fascinating book, which maybe you've seen, Nancy, this Train Your Mind, Change Your Brain, with this connection between neuroscientists and monks with the Dalai Lama. I just find it a fascinating story.
Huh.
With a Wisconsin connection as well, but there's a lot that's within us that we're beginning to realize that it's there, that we can change our lives in substantial ways, not just through surgery or drugs, but through other processes. I'm not sure why I'm so attracted to him right now, but he's a very interesting guy.
Well, I think that's one of the most important and most kind of exciting things about reading is that you never know where it's going to take
How
you.
How true.
And something that you might not ever have thought that you'd be interested in reading about or discovering, all of a sudden becomes something that's so important to you that you just do want to
mm-hmm.
spend your time reading it.
Mm-hmm. I was interested in one of your suggestions. You've got so many lists. I'm not sure where this one is from, Nancy. This is Your Brain on Music, The Science
yes.
of the Human Obsession. That sounds really interesting.
It is. I thought that this was a book that I must say I have been looking for my whole life. I mean, it's a book that really explains music to the rest of us. I mean, to those of us who can't carry a tune and who only know what they like. That would both be me. but it starts from the very building blocks of music with notes and tones and what a scale is and what... minor chords, why minor chords, books written in minor key always sound, not books, music written in a minor key always sounds so sort of melancholy.
Mm-hmm.
And he answers all those kinds of questions. Why bits of music stay in your mind? You know how you just
sure.
find yourself obsessed with little lines of music.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought it was a very readable, understandable guide to all things about the relationship between music and your mind.
Hmm. So does it make you change the way you listen to music, Nancy?
Well, it didn't do that so much as just explain things that I had not ever really understood before.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that people, that when you're reading this book, there is a website, I understand, associated with it where you can hear the music that he's talking about or bits of the music that he's talking about. And that I didn't know about till after I had finished the book. So I kept wishing I had a much larger, a sort of endless, eclectic music library so I could just pull things off and listen.
Right.
So that would have been good. And then if I had a piano or a keyboard or something so I could play with those examples that he uses frequently, that would have been good, too.
There you go, Nancy. Look what awaits you. This musical, you know, your piano is next. The next thing, it's lessons.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Right.
That may not be a bad idea. How many books do you have going on at the same time? I have never in my life known somebody who, A, can remember books as well as you do, but you just, I don't know how you find time to read all of this, because you have a lot of things going at the same time.
I know, and now I've become a little bit addicted to Sudoku.
Oh.
So that's a little bit hard.
Right. If you can do Sudoku, you can play the piano.
Yeah, I hope. Right. I hope. But what I really would like to do is carry a tune. I wish I could sing.
I don't know about that.
So normally I have probably two books going at the same time. One typically would be fiction, and one typically would be nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
The nonfiction always, for me, takes a lot longer because I spend so much time thinking about it.
Mm.
And the fiction is stuff. And there are some books on the list that I sent that took me a long time to read because they're not quick page turning reads. They're very thought provoking.
Mm-hmm.
But normally a fiction and a nonfiction.
And then in the material I was reading about you, I discovered that you revisit some of the books as well.
I do. I have revisited many books. Now, my feeling, though, is if a book is really important to you, it might not be a good idea to go back and reread it. I have had because I think that what you want is to recreate the experience of reading it the first time, and I don't think that that's possible.
Oh my!
I mean, so there are so many books. I mean, I'm sort of at a stage now where I'm thinking I wish I could read Paul Scott's The Raj Quartet for the first time.
Oh, Nancy.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And there are some books where, of course, that doesn't come into play, and I do reread those. I just interviewed a science fiction writer named Connie Willis yesterday, and so I reread one of my favorites of her books, which is called Bellwether, which is about sheep and chaos theory and working in a big corporation, and it's a little bit of a... it's just a little bit of everything, and it's absolutely just a delight to read. Hmm. And that book was a delight this time as well as it has been all the other 9 times that I've read it. I mean, it's just sort of revisiting favorite people and favorite scenes and things like that.
Yeah. Nancy Pearl is our guest, and we're welcoming phone calls for her as well. Our number is 800-486-8655. For you to join us on air, 800-486-8655, 227-2050 if you're joining us in Milwaukee. We're also in a pledge drive, and we have one super-duper hour here. First of all, for those of you, now for a $100 pledge, which is, or more, some of you might be able to pledge more for us, we're going to send you this Nancy Pearl action figure, which does look like her, and it's the deluxe action figure. So you got Nancy, and you can... move her arm around. It's like a little doll, plastic doll, and then it's got a whole cartload of books as well. It's a terrific conversation piece. She's with us in the studio right now, and she also has book recommendations for you, and we're also going to send you the list of books that we've talked about, and as you know, we talk about a lot of books on this show, so we have tons of books for our recommendations as well. $100 pledge is what we're asking for, please, and that would be very, very nice. And so I would just say call now and pledge, and we'll have you talk with Nancy in a moment. The pledge number is 800-383-9772, 800-383-9772, or you can go to WPR.org and pledge. This is, as we said earlier, this is for Book Lovers Unite. This is for people. This hour is for people who love books, and that's you. Calls for Nancy in a moment. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Nancy Pearl is our guest. We go to your phone calls to Laura is our first caller, Nancy, from Vesper. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Nancy, I've been waiting for you to be back on this show. I'm part of a book club, and we're a little bit different than most. Most of the books that we choose, other people say, oh, my gosh, why would you want to read that?
Hmm.
The favorite book so far has been Tale of Two Cities.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a classic book club?
One, we thought it was just punishing to read,
oh.
But it made fantastic discussion.
Mm.
when we got together, and now we're really having trouble finding books that are like that.
Hmm.
So we're looking for help.
Well, let me just say that one of the best books about the French Revolution, and this is just not directly answering your question, but one of the best books about the French Revolution, novels about the French Revolution, has just been reissued.
Oh, really?
And it's called A Place of Greater Safety by a woman named Hilary Mantel. And Hilary Mantel normally writes contemporary novels, but this one is her one historical novel. And it's absolutely incredible. Hmm. I mean, people who love historical fiction need absolutely to read A Place of Greater Safety. So, that being said, some other classics that I think make excellent, excellent discussion. One is Things Fall Apart by the Nigerian writer Chinua Achebe, which would be really good to read along with Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And you might even pair it then with a contemporary book about a novel about Africa. I'm thinking maybe Barbara Kingsolver's Poisonwood Bible,
mm-hmm.
which is set in a different place in Africa, but is also talking about the impact of colonialism.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two really good suggestions, I think, for your group. If you want another good Dickens to read, Bleak House is another one that would be, I think, great fun and lots to read in that, too.
Excellent. Do you by any chance know the spelling for the author of Things Fall Apart?
Yes, Achebe.
Very good. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much for your call. Glad you waited to hear Nancy. See, people wait for you, Nancy. When is she going to be on? And another Nancy calling from Menasha. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. It's a pleasure to talk to you both. Nancy, I'm a middle school librarian, and I have your action figure, but I don't have your deluxe, so I'll be hanging up after this call and calling in for that.
Thank you.
Yes. A few comments on three authors I'd like your comments on. Best book I've read this year by far is Michael Perry's A Love Story, which is conveniently on chapter a day. He just writes so well, and he captures Wisconsinites. And have you had the pleasure to meet him? Because he talks like he writes.
I see. I have never met him. I love that book, though, too. I think I talked about it the last time I was on.
Oh, good. Well, he's such a nice guy, and I'm happy he has a truck and a woman to love both. So I highly recommend that. And as far as YA books, Twilight's very popular with my girls by Stephanie Meyer.
Uh-huh.
And have you read that one?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and then I'm wondering if you've read the Scott Westerfeld books, Uglies, Pretties, and Specials. I think it's an important book for kids to read, important trilogy with, you know, he talks about the obsession with cliques and youth and beauty.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of that?
It's a trilogy.
Uglies, Pretties, and Specials, hottest books in the library right now for me, by Scott Westerfeld,
okay.
Westerfeld.
Okay.
Science fiction, kind of like an updated Giver.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think... in my talking with teens, middle schoolers, and a little bit older, all those books are just so popular. Also Stephanie Meyer's Twilight and the sequel to that. Stephanie Meyer's Twilight is a vampire book. Kathleen, I didn't know if you were familiar with that.
I haven't read too many vampire books.
Well, see,
Nancy.
I would have said that was not something that I was interested in.
Yeah.
And then I read, because I have not read any of the Anne Rice books.
No, I haven't either. My husband read them all.
See, and they're hugely popular.
Right.
One of my daughters read them and loved them. But it just never interested me for some reason. And then somebody suggested to me that I might like the book Sunshine.
Hmm.
By Robin McKinley,
mm-hmm.
and it is absolutely—it is just terrific. It's
really?
One of those kind of slipstream novels in which you're in the real world. The main character, who's like 18, is driving home from her shift at her stepfather's restaurant, and all of a sudden, you know, she's looking at the scenery as she's driving home, and all of a sudden, she says to herself, "Oh, things have changed so much since the zombie wars." And then you sort of, you know, sit up and say, "What?" And then it just goes off. And teen girls especially, although my husband liked Sunshine a lot. But teen girls especially, that is always high on their list of books that they just absolutely love.
All right. See what you did. You always do this to me. There I go. Got to read it. All right, Nancy, thanks very much for your call. We have a line open if you'd like to speak with Nancy Pearl, 800-486-8655. We're also in a pledge drive. This is one great hour to pledge. You get, for a $100 pledge, the action figure, not only the action figure, the deluxe Nancy Pearl action figure with the, maybe this was, it's kind of fun. I remember playing with dolls. But this is Nancy Pearl. And then there's a bookcase here with books in it. You can read some of the titles and a computer and... It's pretty neat. Plus, her book recommendations, plus all of the books that we've talked about in the last few months, and there are many of those. It's just a great hour to pledge. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. We go next to Nanette from Madison. Hi, Nanette.
Hi. Can you hear me? I'm on a cell phone.
We hear you so well.
Well, I have a dilemma. I have two daughters, 9 and 10, and they are ferocious readers. And I really didn't read much as a child and basically learned how to read going through college. So the books I'm drawn to are nonfiction, so I can teach myself. But I'm wondering how I can help my daughters continue to be ferocious readers and also to join them someday, because I feel like I'm wasting my time when I read fiction.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird?
One thing that I believe is absolutely true is that any book we read, we learn from, whether it's fiction or nonfiction. And I can think of many, many novels or short stories that I've read in which I've really gained some insight into ways of thinking or ways of being. I wish for your sake and your daughter's sake that my new book, Book Crush, which is coming out in the middle of April.
Oh, it's soon. Okay.
Yeah, very soon. Is going to be, was available for you, but it will be out the middle of April.
Great.
And it's books, recommended books for children and teens. And so there are tons of great recommendations in there.
Okay. Good. Well, I'll start with that for myself and then turn them on to that as well.
And it's really written for the adults in the children's and teens' lives to help them find good books for those kids and teens. Good suggestion.
Okay. Well,
thanks,
Nanette.
Thanks very much for the call. So is it all done, or are there last minute touches?
No, it's all done.
It is. Oh, it must feel good, huh? We've talked about this for a while. Yeah, great.
It does. It's always a little scary at this moment.
Yeah. Nanette, thanks for your call. We go to Bob next from Sparta. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
Say, you spoke earlier about not rereading some of your favorite books, but I'd like to recommend that people read Mark Twain's Huck Finn for the chapter 31, which I discovered later in life to be the reason that there was a good foundation for Martin Luther King's work. In their Huck Finn reviews all the fine qualities that Jim has, and he reviews his responsibilities as a, quotes, Christian. And he ends up tearing up a note that he was going to leave and said, I'll just go to hell. And I just wondered if you would have a thought on that.
Well, I do think that that Huckleberry Finn is one of the seminal works in American literature. And Mark Twain certainly had much to say about the way we lived then and the way we live now. I think that that the chapter that you refer to is, if I'm thinking of the correct chapter, is controversial and problematical. And when middle schoolers or above are reading that book, I think that it's a really good way to start discussing basic issues of race, the way we treat other people, and things like that.
Yeah, thanks very much for the call.
Mark Twain did say something very fun, I thought. He said that he would go to heaven for the climate and hell for the company if he had to choose.
So he's probably in both places now,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah, that's funny. The other book, I I guess I hadn't read a whole lot of his stuff. I read him in The New Yorker every now and then. In his one book, we did an interview with Calvin Trillin on his tribute to his wife, which is just, you know, this unpretentious, lovely. I think women are just drawn to that book because of this, you know, unconditional kind of love, this marriage they had. But then it sent me to, is it Let's Eat Alice or Alice Let's Eat?
Oh, Alice Let's Eat.
Have you read it? Oh, yes. I loved it, Nancy. It's so funny, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's so, it is so interesting for Alice, the book that you were talking about the death of his wife, was so moving and so heartbreaking that I read it in The New Yorker and also just felt, in some ways, it just seemed unreal that somebody could be loved like that.
Yes, doesn't it? Yes. And I guess now everybody's saying, you should meet my aunt. You should.
Yeah.
He said, I'm sorry. Everybody wants a guy like that.
And I guess he's been getting letters from people saying, do you think that I'll ever meet anybody who will love me as you loved Alice?
Oh, thanks, Bob, for the call. All right, let's go to Sharista. Is that how you pronounce it?
It's Sharissa.
Hi.
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 I am wrapped up in the middle of a series of called The Outlanders by Diana Gabaldon. And I don't know if you've read them, but it takes place with a woman in 1945 in Scotland, and she comes across a Stonehenge kind of place, and she gets sucked back 200 years and finds herself in the Scottish Highlands and ends up having to marry a man to protect her. And it's historical fiction. It's a great love story, and my neighbors have been reading them and got me started on them, and I think there are 6 books in the series, and they are just amazing. And it's one of those things where the kids aren't getting fed because I've got my nose in the slot. And I just wondered, have you ever heard of those?
Oh, yes. Yes. And I have to say that many people, you're in very good company, or you're in a big group of people who just absolutely love those books. And for exactly the same reason that you love them. I mean, that's a great love story. It's an intriguing premise. And they're kind of page turners because you want to find out what happens to Claire and Jamie.
Yeah, and I'm on the second book now, and it's about 900 pages long, and I have a feeling it's not going to be long enough. Well, good. I just highly encourage people to read that series. They're just wonderful books, and it's got me curious now about the history of Scotland and you know, things I was not paying attention to in high school and probably should have. So now I get to go look all that up, too.
Well, it must have been, if you had things about Scotland in your high school, it must have been a very good high school, because I doubt that comes up in the normal high school curriculum.
I wouldn't
think
it does either.
Well, maybe I didn't miss it.
I don't think you missed it, but I think that what you're talking about speaks to what the earlier caller said about, remember she said she felt guilty not reading, she felt guilty when she read fiction. But reading fiction is a way of opening a doorway to nonfiction. Because I can see people who love The Outlander going back and reading the biographies of Mary, Queen of Scots, who was like, you know, some interesting, you know, she's really an interesting woman, and other things like that. Or, who knows, Ivanhoe or something.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for your call. Nancy Pearl is our guest. We're so happy to have Nancy with us. She joins us quite often to give you book recommendations, and she always is here during our pledge drive because we have a lot of fun pledging with Nancy. I just want to remind you that only this hour, this is a book lover's hour, and that means almost everybody who's listening right now, for a $100 pledge, we are going to send you not only the Nancy Pearl figure, it's the deluxe edition with the book cart and the computer and all of that, plus Nancy Pearl's recommendations and all of the books that we have covered, and there have been many of them, mostly nonfiction, that we've discussed on this show for the past few months. So this is the hour to pledge. This is a great hour for you to pledge. 800-383-9772 to pledge, or WPR.org. We also have some time to take more phone calls, book recommendations from Nancy. 800-486-8655 is our number. 800-486-8655 for on-air participation. And we go to Greg from Racine next. Hi, Greg.
Hi. I'm actually a little bit of an insider here in that I am at one of the stations on the other network, Classical Network. And I have a little interview program on weekday mornings, and I talk to a lot of authors, too. So my ears just lit up when I heard of a book lover's hour, because I have the great pleasure, as you do, of talking to lots of authors. It's such a great thing. I feel like I should be paying for the privilege instead of being paid to do it. It's so much fun.
Don't let anybody hear you say that, though, Greg. I know what you're saying, though. I agree with you. But we'll keep it quiet.
One of the things I wanted to say was I just had the pleasure of interviewing Daniel Levitin, his book, This Is Your Brain, on music. And I just wanted to just add to your guest's summary of it that I think what actually makes that book the most intriguing, because I know a lot about music.
Right.
I'm a professor of music, actually. So I don't read it to understand, you know, this is a scale and this is major and minor. What was most interesting to me and to people who already know a lot about music is exploring this profound question of, what is it that draws human beings to music so powerfully? Mm. And across all cultures, across all classes, throughout all of our recorded history, I mean, and some of the earliest artifacts of man are musical instruments. And what's going on here that we're drawn to it almost the same way we're drawn to eat and drink? And he really tries to explore that as a scientist, and it's absolutely fascinating, a great question that's worth really grabbing hold of. So I encourage, you know, even people who really know a lot about music to explore that book, because it's just endlessly fascinating.
Oh, heartily endorsed today. That's great.
I just wanted to ask your guest if she, one of the great books I've read this year on the job, I guess you could say, was a book called Abundance, which is a book, the author's last name is Naslinden, and it's about Marie Antoinette.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I didn't read it. It at the time that it came out and was passing over my desk, or passing through my hands or whatever, it just seemed like not something that I wanted to take on at that moment. I have read her earlier books.
Right.
Ahab's Wife, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big book, but it's beautifully written. It's as though it's a journal that Marie Antoinette herself wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's supposed to be in her voice and carries her from early in her life with all its promise to the, of course, tragic conclusion. And it's just absolutely remarkable. So that would be one I would encourage you to look at if you get the chance.
And it would be another good one for that book group who really loved A Tale of Two Cities.
Oh, yes.
To pick up that one as well.
Yes, that mind never stops, Nancy.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Greg, so much for calling. Thank you. We go to Elizabeth from Grays Lake next. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I'm delighted to catch this. I was exercising, and there it was. My question is, I teach a college level, I teach students who are not quite at the college level in reading and writing, and they're inner city people who are a little bit older, and I'm always looking for books that are at a level that they can read easily and really enjoy so they can start appreciating reading rather than being afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Any suggestions?
Well, you know, the book I talked about earlier, Sunshine, is really a book that people, it has enough, it's very nicely written. It's written by Robin McKinley, who has won many awards for her young adult and children's books. So it's very nicely written. But the story is fast-moving enough that I think kids would, that the group that you described, the people that you described, would have a hard time putting it down.
Mm.
You know, I think they would be drawn into that. I think that those other Stephanie Meyer's Twilight, for example, is another one of those books. I think as I'm sure you already are thinking about this, but I'm thinking that you need something that is going to be pretty fast moving. I mean, you're going to want something that is somewhat of a page turner to convey to your students, so your students will really get the sense that reading is fun, that reading is pleasurable,
mm-hmm.
and it's not a chore. I mean, I think that's the thing we come up against with non-readers.
Exactly.
They see it as a chore and not as something that can really give them so much in their lives.
Right, so much, so much.
Another type of book is to sort of base it on what they're interested in, and then look for either a fiction or a narrative nonfiction that again is fast moving or
right.
moves along at a steady clip that meets those that kind of niche that they're in.
Yeah. Thanks very much for the call. Good call. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Nancy Pearl, our favorite librarian, is with us, and we're so happy to tell you that her book, Book Crush, will be coming out in April with recommendations for children and for teens. Nancy, we're in a pledge drive. I don't hesitate for a moment to ask you to tell people why it's important to pledge to public radio. I mean, where else do you go where book lovers gather and talk about their books, and then they listen to each other and they go to the bookstores and buy books and they make the world a better place? And what more can you ask for, right, Nance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that one of the wonderful things about public radio is the mix of programming,
mm-hmm.
and that you can spend some quality time in the middle of your day listening to great author interviews, learning about new books, hearing somebody who knows a lot about music talk about a wonderful, wonderful book that they've read. I think that's invaluable.
It sure is. Well, we'll set a date with you today to talk with you about Book Crush coming out in April.
Oh, lovely.
Nancy, thank you so much. Thanks,
oh, Kathleen,
thanks for being with us.
It's always my pleasure.
Yeah, it's our great pleasure as well. Nancy Pearl, this is the hour for book lovers to unite, to gather, to pledge for $100. It's a day you're going to remember. You get the Nancy Pearl action figure. It's the deluxe action figure with the books. I love pledging this. And you get her book recommendations, and you get all the books that we've talked about the past few months. It's the hour to pledge. $100 or more. Please make our phones just go crazy here. And the number to call is 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Rhonda Fanning, librarian and producer of this program, is joining me to also ask for your support. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello, and Kathleen.
Bill Estes, a manager here in our studios in Milwaukee, is here as well. Hi, Bill. How are you? We've got a really terrific hour. Plus, we have a challenge grant.
Can I tell you about the challenge grant?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Shorts Bookstore has agreed to give us an extra $500 if we make our goal this hour of $10,000. We got about $7,200 to go, but plenty of time to get there.
Yes.
So call now. Pick up the phone, 800-383-9772, or log on to WPR.org. $100 or more is going to get you, well, one of several things is the action figure, the deluxe action figure. It comes with a computer. It comes with stacks of books. It comes with a bookcase. I have mine kind of standing guard on my bookshelves at home. So I don't, you know, you can put it on your desk. You can put it on your bookshelf, your home library.
Or you can move it around to different rooms in the house. It's a doll.
Yeah. It has the great shushing action motion. You're also going to get the book list from Nancy Pearl that she sent in, that she's always great to update frequently. And you're also going to get a list of Kathleen. There's those phones going. Thank
there
you.
There we go, yeah.
And also a list of books that Kathleen has featured on her show since last November. So call now, 800-383-9772.
800. Oh, I'm sorry. Get your mic on.
800-383-9772. 800-383-9772. And do it in the next 15 minutes and pledge at that $100 level, and you get the deluxe version of the Nancy Pearl Librarian action figure. And you press the button on her back. She moves up her arm with that amazing shushing action. And I've seen enough of these around Wisconsin Public Radio
right,
to know
right.
Wisconsin Public Radio staff and listeners are fans of everything dealing with libraries. You know,
that was
Nancy,
a whole
Nancy
class
is,
in school
absolutely.
Was to get oh, that shushing motion.
I
three
you
credits.
Can get a master's, you can get a master's in that, I hear. But Nancy typifies what every librarian has, you know, an outgoing personality, an interest and a curiosity in all things books. And what makes Nancy even better is she keeps all that right in her head.
It's remarkable. Remarkable.
I remember a book that started with the words, "Once there was," and she'll tell you exactly who the author was, when
right.
it was published, where you can
She's
find
just
it.
Amazing.
She is just an absolute mm-hmm. fantastic find. And you hear her in hour-long conversations here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Go to your phone right now, pledge at the $100 level or more, and you'll walk away knowing you're helping support this radio service, but also you'll walk away with the Nancy Pearl action figure. The number is 800-383-9772, and you have 8 minutes to do it.
You know, I was reading somewhere, I can't remember where, in the last few days, about who buys books now and where authors like to be placed. One place now is comedy shows, which is new, so they want to be on The Daily Show and on Stephen Colbert.
Absolutely, sure.
Because they're
right.
doing a whole lot of books. But, of course, the first place is on public radio
yeah.
because we're an audience of people who read books.
And we give you a whole hour with these authors.
Yes,
so it's
I
more
know.
In depth than just
yes.
the little blurb that you might
yes.
read about in the New York Times Book Review. It's actual
right.
you have access to these authors. It's an hour long.
Right.
Kathleen always reads the books when she interviews people. She always gives the best interviews. I have authors contacting me constantly wanting to be on the show. They love the listeners in Wisconsin because more times than any, the listeners have already read the books and they want the opportunity to talk to the author. So if that's ever happened, please call in 800-383-9772 or log on to WPR.org.
And remember, we have a special challenge grant from Schwartz Booksellers here in Milwaukee. They've ponied up $500 if, and only if, you make your goal right now by calling in at 800-383-9772. If we make our goal of $10,000 this break, our good friends at Schwartz Booksellers here in Milwaukee, Schwartz Bookshops here in Milwaukee, we'll kick in that extra $500. So it's more important than ever before that you go to your phone and dial 800-383-9772.
And we also designed this hour, Rhonda did, to make it a lot of fun for you. So this hour is for people who love books. We're giving you a thank you gift for a $100 pledge, which is quite reasonable, I think. It's the wonderful Nancy Pearl Deluxe action figure with the books, which you can place anywhere in your house, or you can move Nancy around from room to room. We also have a list of recommendations from Nancy, book recommendations, priceless, as they say, and then the books that we've talked about the past few months. Keep the phones going like crazy, if you would, for the next 12 minutes. Let us know that you're a people who love books, and we know you do, and thank us for all of the terrific authors we've had on. I was talking to Nancy about Calvin Trillin. That interview has stayed with me and will always stay with me and led to more of reading on my part of Calvin Trillin and laughing as a result. You know, it's good. It's all good that the authors that we present to you. So call and pledge. Let's reach that goal of $10,000 and we'll feel great. We'll feel great, book lovers. 800-383-9772. 800-383-9772.
We got $6,500 left to go towards our goal of $10,000. If we do make that goal of $10,000 this hour, we got that challenge grant from Schwartz Bookstore with the extra $500. So this is a great, perfect hour to call. Anyone who's ever read a book, which I hope that's everyone loves book, loves the library, loves public radio because they are kind of one and the same. They try to fulfill, you know, the same function in the community. So pick up the phone. This hour only, the action figure, the book list, Kathleen's book list, and the challenge grant. Just call, pledge $100 or more, 800-383-9772.
We know how engaged and just plain smart Wisconsin Public Radio listeners are. You know, they're more likely to read a newspaper from cover to cover. They're more likely to actually write a letter to the governor or their state representative, and they're more likely to go to the library, check out a book, and read it. And we know that. Book lovers all across the state of Wisconsin, the upper Midwest, and really through the web around the world right now. Go to your phone, pledge your support at that $100 level, and when you open this action figure in the mail, guarantee you're going to laugh out loud.
If you have a library card, please call now and get your Wisconsin Public Radio membership card
only
$120.
Ooh, that was good, Rhonda.
Yes, you get that membership card, you're going to get the membership card for 2-for-1 entrees, 2-for-1 admissions to arts and cultural events, the action figure, the book list, Kathleen's book list, and a really great feeling inside that says that you love books, you love what Wisconsin Public Radio does for you. Call now, 800-383-9772.
And if you do make that call, you'll know that you'll help us make that goal and go over that goal and make the additional $500 that the Schwartz booksellers are just kind of dangling out there for you right now. 800-383-9772. Go to your phone right now, make that call, and become a member and a financial supporter of your favorite radio station.
Our goal is $10,000, and we hope of all hours to achieve it because we prize books. Of all the things we do, I love interviewing authors. I like to know a lot about what they're thinking before I interview them, and it's just sometimes it's a lot of books, but it's one of the real joys of my job. And I know that you appreciate the interviews as well, and you read the books. Thank God for you. You're good peeps, as my son would say. You're good peeps. 800-383-9772. $100 pledge, and we're going to thank you. We're going to thank you like you've never been thanked
before.
You'll
be showered with thank you gifts.
Yes, you will. All related to books, the Nancy Pearl Deluxe action figure, her recommendations of books, our book list, and it just doesn't get any better than this hour. 800-383-9772. We're at $4,000. Our goal is 10, everybody. Keep the phones ringing, WPR.org, if you'd like to pledge online.
Plenty of time for you to make that call. It's going to take you maybe 2 or 3 minutes. One of our volunteers will ask you your name, your address, a couple of phone numbers, how much you want to pledge, and we hope you'll pledge at $100 or more, and how you want to pledge it. Do you want to put it in quarterly installments, pay it all at once, put it on a charge card? You decide that, but the first most important step for you to take is to go to your phone and help support this radio service. And thank Kathleen and all the other hosts for the hours and hours of conversations they've had with authors of biography and fiction and nonfiction throughout the year. 800-383-9772 is the phone number. You can talk to one of our friendly volunteers or do it quietly on the web at WPR.
If you're in the library.
WPR.org.
You know, I'm sitting here reading through Nancy Pearl's book list, and today is my sister and one of my really good friends' birthday, and I'm doing a little birthday shopping here. I mean, even me being a librarian, sometimes, you know, I like a few suggestions myself.
Exactly.
And this is a really great, you know, not just for yourself to read, but you can pass this on to your friends and family. Maybe they need some suggestions for what book they might want to go to Schwartz Bookstore and pick up next or go to the library and check out.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do you get this list, did we mention the action figure that comes along with only the $100 pledge, as well as Kathleen, every book that's been featured on her show since November, all of these things, and we're trying to make our goal of $10,000 this hour only. We get that $500 challenge grant from Schwartz Bookstore, so call now, 800-383-9772 or log on to WPR.org.
And you know, I love the fact that Nancy has all these recommendations. I always do what Nancy tells me. I have for years now. She's going to send me to a bookstore or the library to get a book about vampires. I would never in a million years read a book about vampires.
Right.
But she told me to, and she has never been off the mark with a recommendation. She's just a treasure. She's a book, you know, a national book treasure.
Right.
And how wonderful that there is an action figure figure based on a librarian, that she's become,
right,
you know, this beloved librarian figure in public radio all over the country. That, I just think that's wonderful. It's remarkable, and it's wonderful, and it's because of you. 800-383-9772. We're almost halfway at our goal. We got to have a real flurry of calls, everybody.
Let's
to reach $10,000. Just flood them. You're going to be real happy with what you get in the mail. WPR.org if you'd like to pledge online.
800-383-9772 if you want to call one of our volunteers. And again, at the $100 level, we can put that in quarterly installments, monthly installments. You can set it up so it comes quietly out of your checking or savings account through electronic funds transfer. We're going to make this easy, but we want to talk to you right now at 800-383-9772. And if you call right now, you will help us go over the top, make our goal, and receive
that
$500 challenge grant from the Schwartz Bookshops here in Milwaukee. Do it now.
It really is a perfect hour to call. If you've been listening to public radio for years and you've heard such wonderful interviews with these authors that Kathleen has conducted, it's also a perfect hour if you've never called before to call for the first time and become a member.
Right.
It's only $100. It's only going to take you a few minutes. We have a challenge grant going. I'm sure that you listen because you're well-informed, you're engaged, you're well-read. This is the perfect hour for you to become a member. So let's get some new members out
there.
Yeah, it is the perfect $120,
hour.
Just for $20 over for the gift, you also get the Wisconsin Public Radio membership card. And that will get you 2-for-1 entrees at restaurants throughout the state of Wisconsin and 2-for-1 admission into arts and cultural events.
It's a treasure trove of thank you gifts.
So
this is the hour.
Going to pledge just because you love Wisconsin Public Radio. You appreciate what you learn every day, every hour on Wisconsin Public Radio. And again, this is the best time for you to call because not only will you help us make the goal, you'll help us receive an additional $500 toward that important overall goal for our pledge break this time around. 800-383-9772. And I see already 15 people, new members, have
called
in the last couple of minutes. So welcome aboard, all of you new folks.
Keep those phones coming. We've only got a few minutes left this hour. We really want to be able to unite all the book lovers, have them pledge to public radio. We'll send you the Nancy Pearl Deluxe action figure, a list of book recommendations. So this hour will carry on for years because you'll get book recommendations. Plus, a list of books that we have talked about since November. It's a great hour to pledge for book lovers. lovers. Think how proud you'll be of yourself, and we're proud of you. I'm a book lover, and I'm going to pledge. 800-383-9772. We're close to $6,000. We can make the goal and get an extra $500 from Shorts Bookstore if you call now. Just keep the lines humming, everybody, would you?
Remember, you can continue to pledge through the NPR news break. It's a perfect hour for you to call. Only $100. We'll get you the action figure. You can carry it around with you as a badge of honor to show that you support public radio and you support libraries and that you are a book lover. So call now. We got a couple minutes left. 800-383-9772.
And we are truly getting close. We're within $4,000 of making our goal this hour. And although I hate to mention it, there have been times when, maybe not this particular host, but there have been times when we have not made our goal and we have not received the challenge grant.
Yeah.
So don't let that money slip through our hands. Call right now, become a member, and help Kathleen make her goal this hour. It's so important you call right now, and we will shower you with things books as soon as we make our goal. 800-383-9772.
Pledge through the news, and we'll be happy to put it toward this hour. Thank you so much, Rhonda Fanning, librarian.
Thank you.
Wear that proudly today, and always, Bill Estes, our manager here in Milwaukee. Thanks. Please call.
Yeah,
and thanks, everybody, for all your calls. I know the phones are ringing. I hope we'll make it. We're over $6,000.
$500.
Just, all right. Get us there. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And thanks for all of your pledges, and thank you for loving books. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.